All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Debbie Aller. I'm a graduate student at Iowa State University, and today I'm going to be talking about one study that's part of my larger PhD research. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this, especially my major professor, David Laird, and my funding sources. So the rationale behind this study, which was established in 2006, was that there's increasing viral energy demands, and that this is leading to a long-term harvesting of residue off of crop yields, and this leads to impacts on soil quality, largely negative impacts in terms of increases in wind and water erosion, runoff, decreases in soil organic matter, and nutrient losses as well. So there's kind of this spiraling effect of soil degradation that leads to decreases in overall soil productivity as well as decreases in crop yields. So the idea behind this, the establishment of these cropping rotations, was that if we implement alternative cropping systems, which includes either small grains, perennial grasses, which in this case is switchgrass, and or biochar amendments, we can either mitigate or reduce these negative impacts on soil and potentially water quality in Iowa, Midwest, or on a larger scale. So the picture on the left is actually Miscanthus from Kathy Bowman's plots over that she just spoke about. And on the right is just a view of the plots. So my study site is in Boone County, Iowa at a Sorenson Research Farm, which is part of the larger agronomy farms at Iowa State University. They're located about 10 miles west of Iowa State campus. And they're known as the long-term rotation plots. They're loam or clay loam soil types, predominantly Webster and Clarion soils. This is an aerial view of the cropping rotations. So the background behind this study, they were established in 2006. The experimental design is a complete randomized block design with split plots. And since the establishment of the study, biomass yield and some soil data has been collected. I didn't arrive and become part of this research project until 2012. So the five different cropping rotations here are the standard continuous corn and corn-soy rotations, and then the more diversified systems are corn-soy, triticale, interseed with soy, corn, and then 3 years of corn, 3 years of switchgrass, and then a continuous switchgrass rotation. And these are in a six-year cycle with four replications, so there's a total of 24 treatments and 208 plots. So you can see, the red arrows are indicating the five different cropping rotations, and the black lines are the four different reps. So the continuous switchgrass rotations are going across the top of every plot. So there's 16 total switchgrass plots, and they are not split with biochar. There's no biochar applied on these. And then you can see the four other cropping rotations. So in 2012, biochar was applied to these soils, 10 tons per acre, and it was a mixed hardwood biochar. And so this study, I say there's two ages of biochar, and I'm going to explain what I mean by biochar age. So this study looks at biochar as 2012 and 2013. So biochar aging, I'm defining this as the time since incorporation into the soil environment. So we learned what biochar was in the previous talk, but for those of you who weren't here, it's basically charcoal that's specifically applied to the soil, and we know it has either positive, negative, or neutral effects on soil. And these are dependent on, or these change based on soil type, climate, environment, and no one biochar is going to have the same effect in any given environment, any given field. And we know that the physical, chemical, and biological properties of biochar itself change over time, and these also will change how it interacts within the soil and its effects on long-term crop yields and long-term environmental and agroecosystem benefits. So you can see kind of the picture on the left there shows kind of the diversity of biochars we see, different particle sizes, and there's different physical and chemical properties of them. So on the right, these are some of the properties that change as a result of aging. We see increases in cation exchange capacity, oxygen-containing functional groups, and specific surface area of biochars. And that has significant importance for water retention. And we see that kind of biochar goes from being more hydrophobic when you first apply it to being hydrophilic later on. So this influences water retention overall. Excuse me. And we also see decreases in pH, surface positive charges, as well as electrical conductivity of biochar. But once again, it's important to note these are very variable, and any given biochar can have a different effect. So the goal of this study specifically was to determine the effect of biochar, biochar age, and cropping system on a select soil physical and chemical properties. So the picture down on the left is how we collected the cores from all 208 plots. It was they were surface cores within the surface 0 to 10 centimeters of intact cores using this hydraulic probe. So we hypothesized that the cropping rotations, which include triticale, switchgrass, and or biochar additions, will impact soil quality. And that also we'll see a difference in biochar age on soil quality because we know the properties of biochar change with time. So some of the analysis that we conducted on these intact cores were for the physical properties, saturated hydraulic conductivity, solute transport or chemical breakthrough curves, gravity drained water content, both density and porosity. In terms of the chemical properties, we looked at pH and EC, total carbon nitrogen, and just the carbon nitrogen ratio. So the picture on the bottom left is the intact cores where we taped a second core onto the top to saturate them completely. And then on the right is constant head permeameter. So basically put the core into the ring and conducted chemical breakthrough curves using a dilute calcium chloride tracer. And we weren't really interested in any chemical retention, but to see if there were changes in the physical structure between the controls and the different biochar plots, as well as the rotations. So saturated hydraulic conductivity and solute transport were the two properties collected first, and then everything else was after that. So moving on to some of the results that we see. First, I'd like to point out that the letters on the top signify any significant differences between rotations. With as we move from left to right on the graphs, we're going from the continuous corn to the continuous switchgrass rotation. And then the smaller letters above each of the bars represent any differences between biochar and the controls and between biochar age 1 and age 2. And so the controls are the black bars, biochar that had been in the soil for 1 year are red, biochar that had been in the soil for 2 years are in blue. So we're seeing overall, which is consistent with the literature, is that biochar decreases bulk density of the soil. But we're not seeing any effect of biochar age, at least within the first and second year after addition. And we're also seeing that continuous switchgrass rotation has a similar decrease in bulk density as the biochar amended plots. In terms of gravity drained water content, we see an increase in the amount of water that's held in the soil that's been amended with biochar, but once again, we're not seeing this difference between age. We do see some decrease after the first or the second year of the biochar across the four rotations where biochar was amended. However, these weren't significant, but it is significant relative to control. And the only rotation that was significantly different was the corn-soy rotation. So this is a pretty obvious graph because we're adding carbon to the soil, so we're increasing carbon-nitrogen ratio relative to the control soils. Once again, we're not seeing any effect of biochar age. This might have some give us some idea about kind of the labile and recalcitrant fractions of biochar and how quickly a given biochar degrades over time, though. So potential stability there with this biochar. And regarding pH, we see that pH increases with biochar additions, and that pH was lowered across the switchgrass rotation. And once again, no effect of biochar age. But the corn switchgrass and the continuous switchgrass rotation were both lower relative to the other rotations. So looking at the solute transport curves or the chemical breakthrough curves, we don't see an effect of either cropping rotation and biochar age on solute transport. So we're not seeing that physical change in the soil structure with biochar addition, at least in terms of retarding the movement of a solute. And that the saturated hydraulic conductivity was highly variable, and this was greatly affected by macro and microporosity within these cores, because they were intact cores. So, I mean, there were massive earthworm channels in some of them. So, and I haven't separated that in the data yet. So we're not seeing any differences among treatments for that. So some of the conclusions of this study were that biochar decreased soil bulk density, increased gravity drained water content, porosity, carbon and nitrogen ratio, and pH of these soils. We're not seeing an effect of cropping rotation or biochar age effect on chemical breakthrough curves. We also see some similarities between the continuous switchgrass rotation as biochar and its effects on soil bulk density as well as pH. However, on the selected physical and chemical properties measured here, we're not seeing a difference in biochar between biochar age. However, this is not decrease the importance of biochar age as an important parameter to study. Much of the literature really is still evaluating the impacts of fresh biochar on soil properties or crop yields, but we need to really understand how those impact soil properties 5, 10, 20, 50 years down the line. So even though this study didn't show any effects, it's still an important parameter to investigate. Thank you for listening, and I'd like to take any questions.
Time for a couple of questions.
Probably missed it a bit late, but what was the soil particle distribution in your soil? You applied these biochar in the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was it sandy, was it clay? And do you think that might have gotten better results in poor texture soils?
Yeah, so these soil types, the loam or clay loam, they're predominantly Webster and Clarion soil types. So they have a pretty large clay content. A lot of the benefits you see with biochar, especially related to water retention, are in sandier, more degraded soils. So potentially, it's likely the differences, you could potentially see differences if it was a different soil type, a different climate, different environment.
What would be your recommendation for a grower that wants to apply biochar in this area?
In Iowa?
Yeah.
that's a very tough question. I don't know if I can say specifically a given type of biochar and a given application rate. I think that's going to be highly dependent and very site specific for a given grower. It also depends on what the grower is looking to improve in their field. Say if they have, they're trying to improve their water retention. Say they have a coarser soil, then maybe you want to apply greater amounts of biochar and a certain biochar that has greater porosity within the biochar particles. But that may be different if you're trying to retain nutrients. You want a biochar that the chemical properties on the surface say retain nitrate and ammonia more than other biochar.
Another question? Yes.
In the whole state of Iowa, how many hundreds, thousands tons of biochar are produced per year?
I'm going to give that to Dr. Laird if he has a better idea than I do.
The biochar industry is still very, very young. Most of there is an industry out there. Small garage, they're marketing to horticultural backyard gardeners, higher value. The hypothesis, though, that we're dealing with is that as bioenergy takes off, that it could be a
had one. Except that you notice significant differences in some soil properties after 1 year of biochar application.
Yep.
Is that due to improvement in soil structure, or is it just due to mixing? What do you think?
Well, right now the way biochar is applied in most systems is it's tilled into the soil. So at least within the first year, it's hard to differentiate, well, at least in this study, the tillage effect from the biochar effect. But yes, you see improvements in the soil structure as well as increases in, say, microbial activity in a lot of soil environments. And this, that changes the whole.
One soil property that is missing there might be aggregate stability.
Yep.
So that can really tell you if the structure is being improved.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Another question? Great. Thanks.